The other thing I wanted to mention about Lake 70 is as we were in port with our delayed start, that's when the Iran hostage crisis began.
Oh, my.
Yeah. So we learned of that before we left on the Challenger. There's almost no contact with the outside world. Every once in a while, a telex will come in, or there was a ham radio operator that you could attempt to call your relatives on or your loved ones, but there was going through a couple other ham radio operators, and you knew they were listening in. So we kind of thought, well, okay, hopefully they'll be released by the time our leg ends. But the leg ended in December 1979, and those poor hostages had another 13 months before they were finally free.
Is that something that is always in the back of your mind when you're out to sea, what's going on in the world while I am here? I mean, certainly you're concerned about family and friends that are back home, but there's always global events and you're just so isolated from that daily news update. I imagine it is something every once in a while when you do have a moment of downtime when you're not working with your data, you're like, huh, I wonder what's going on out there.
Yeah. And again, on the Challenger, it was very difficult to find out. I mean, I forget whether it was once a week or maybe once a day, we would get a foot-long kind of telex with a bunch of headlines and no real information, just some headlines. And so you couldn't really keep up at all. But
is that something that would then get passed around the ship? Or how did news spread through the ship when that transmission came through?
No, it would be posted somewhere. People knew to look for it.